This is a C2R News Update. Students from John Barsby Secondary School's School of Rock program are gearing up to hit the stage this Friday. Showcasing talent from the program, students grade 8 to 12 will perform at Vancouver Island University's Malaspina Theatre. Araya Miller, as well as twin brothers Charlie and Willem White, came down to CHY to talk about their upcoming show and the program. The trio are all in grade 9. Miller and Willem both play guitar, and Charlie plays bass. Miller, whose favorite song to perform is Black by Pearl Jam, says they started in the School of Rock program at the start of grade 9 in September.
I love music, and I always have loved music, and I guess it was extracurricular and something for me to do outside of school. And yeah, I really enjoy playing the guitar. I've been playing the guitar since the beginning of grade 8, so.
Unlike other high school concert bands, the School of Rock focuses on rock music. Charlie's favorite song they perform is In Bloom by Nirvana, and a lot of their inspiration comes from new and older bands.
So my favorite band is called Pierce the Veil, and their bassist is really good. He's like awesome and stuff. His name is Jaime Preciado.
Willem is newer to the School of Rock program, only starting 2 months ago, but is very excited to be joining the group.
I've been playing guitar since December 2024, and I always thought music was really cool too, and I was invited to the School of Rock by Mr. Durr.
Willem says their favorite song to perform is also In Bloom by Nirvana, and One Way or Another by Blondie. With their upcoming show on Friday, Charlie says they've been practicing hard and are excited to bring the songs to life.
I'm feeling pretty excited. I've performed, kind of a lot now, but this will be my first time performing at the Malaspina Theater.
When asked if any of them get stage fright when performing, Miller says with all the practice they have been doing, that's not something they worry about.
Yeah, it really helps when, your songs are down and you are, confident, and if you're not thinking about what you're playing, then it helps. If you really are, relaxed and in the mood, you want to be really tight with your songs before you get on stage so that you're not afraid of messing up.
Russ Durr is the director of the School of Rock at John Barsby Secondary School. He has been running the music program since 1988, first running the music department as a traditional concert and jazz band program. For years, students would learn how to play traditional wind and brass instruments and perform more classical-style music. But when the COVID-19 pandemic started, safety was a concern. He no longer felt it was in the best interest for students to continue playing with wind instruments. After a bit of trial and error, Durr started focusing on teaching students guitar, bass, keyboards, and drums. Shortly after that, the School of Rock was born.
We started performing at our school and then at other schools, and we moved into the community. We played shows at the Queens, we played at the Globe, we've played at many service club events. We've also traveled abroad. We've made it up all the way up to Edmonton and Calgary, and every place that we've played, the kids have been really, really impressive.
Durr says while the music program starts in grade 8, where students will learn the basics of playing string and percussion, once students get into grade 9, they'll play with students from grade 9 through 12. In those classes, they focus on learning and performing certain songs. As well, Durr offers an extracurricular program where students can also learn and perform together.
Our extracurricular group is made up of students, now grade 8, but it was 9 to 12. And the experience ranges from 5 years to, just like Willem, a couple of weeks. And it's really exciting to see.
The extracurricular group meets twice a week before the school day starts. Durr says since the change in the music program, he has seen more interest in students wanting to take part.
The relevance of the music is a lot more inspiring to them. No disrespect to classical music and show tunes and all that kind of stuff, but when you're just starting out, it's kind of hard to grasp that when you haven't heard it yourself. I think, and I know that this is a pattern when I talk about all the instrumental programs, especially around the island and that, the numbers are down. And in my opinion, it's based on what these young people are listening to.
Durr says, since the switch, he no longer has to harp on students' practice because they are more motivated to learn and practice their songs. While the music needs to be appropriate for a school environment, Durr often allows students to pick the songs they learn. Some of these songs have been Buddy Holiday by Weezer, Learn to Fly by the Foo Fighters, and Sunshine of Your Love by Cream. The year before COVID-19, Durr says they had about 60 students in the whole music program. This year, they have over 180.
And that's what's so inspiring, is that you build a bit of a legacy, and students in elementary schools see what's going on and they go, you know, I want to be part of that.
As someone who was inspired to become a music teacher from his own experience in high school band, Durr says watching his students grow is one of the biggest rewards.
Watching these kids be successful is probably, you know, one of my biggest rewards and main reason that I've become a music teacher. Just to, you know, see how they start right from the beginning, not really knowing too much, and watch them as they progress.
He says the extracurricular group has been working hard to get ready for the show on Friday. Tickets for the School of Rock show on Friday, February 6th, can be bought at John Barsby's front desk. Tickets are $20 or $15 for John Barsby and Vancouver Island University students. The doors open at the Malaspina Theater at 6:30, with the show starting at 7 p.m. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.